I think it highlights to us the essential sequence. So it comes the burnt offering, and it doesn't come the peace offering, it comes the meal offering, because how the burnt offering was glorifying unto God in death because of the perfection of that man in his life.
So the meal offering is following the burnt offering, and in one sense, we don't find in Scripture where this offering is ever offered by itself. It is always offered with another offering. At the dedication in Numbers 7, when the Lord instructed a representative from each tribe to come and bring an offering, it included the meal offering, but it included several other offerings with the meal offering. In Numbers 28 and 29, very similar, we have the burnt offering and its meal offering. The meal offering is an addition to the other offerings, and it was always offered with another offering. So we cannot separate the meal offering as if, first of all, it qualified Christ, if we might say it, but it only revealed that he was perfect to be the offerings, to represent all the perfect offerings, right? But likewise, it is essential, as was said, that this be seen in order for the other offerings to be of value. So the other offerings are, we might say, certified by the meal offering. The meal offering shows the perfections of his humanity. And therefore, he is the one and the only one that is qualified to have these other offerings. He is perfect. And I believe that the sequence is showing us this meal offering, while it's presented to us as if it's on its own in Leviticus chapter 2, yet we realize that it is presented, the rest of the scriptures always present it with another offering. And so Christ's life, his perfect life, is always seen with his the offering of his atoning work, his shed blood, all of these other aspects. It's not on its own.
I think it's important to realize that these sacrifices, while they present different things, they're not separate. They speak about a different aspect of one person and one sacrifice.
Amen to that. And that's why we said in the beginning that there was no separation of offerings until we come to Leviticus. Every time there was an offering, it was called burnt offering, because God knows the whole value of every aspect of Christ. But God is breaking it down, as it were, so that now you and I can enjoy what God enjoys and understand in a little measure, of course, because we will never able to understand it in its fullness, God forbid, so that we can have an appreciation of Christ. So Brother Bill said the meal offering is the qualification. So let's support that in light of New Testament. That is true. You know, when you go to the four Gospels, every Gospel speaks of a certain offering. Matthew, trespass offering. Mark, sin offering. Luke, peace offering. And John, burnt offering. And the question ever remains, where is the meal offering? Well, you don't need a book for the meal offering. The meal offering is in every Gospel. Because that's what qualifies this blessed man to be the burnt offering, to be the sin offering, to be the trespass offering, and to be the the peace offering. But there is something about this, God is shedding a new light on it. We always say in the burnt offering, God gets everything. It is true. It is true with one exception. When we come to the law of the burnt offering, it was of necessity that God says, out of the law of the burnt offering, the priest gets something. You know what he gets? The skin. Right. That is the to bear his image, you see? Conformity to Christ. So God is expecting us to have the skin that represents really the animal. Now think of it for a moment. In every sacrifice now, God has intended conformity to the image of this blessed one. So in the burnt offering there was the skin, conformity, bears the image of the animal. In the meal offering, that which shall remain from it, who shall eat it? Now, it's not everything for God. That whatever remainder of it is your portion and mine. Why? Why is it you think that what is remainder is your portion and mine? It's simple. Because the perfection of Christ as a man had twofold purpose. The first purpose was, it was for the pleasure of God. That's why the frankincense, you know. God opens the heaven and declares, this is my beloved son. He lived as a man. He lived here because he was showing forth how a man ought to live before God. But you know where you and I can we eat from him? Is when the Lord Jesus says, learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart. Why can I eat? Because he is now my example. There's no other example for the Christian. It's not the brethren. So young ones, if you're looking at your brethren to be the example, we need to be example, but you can rest assured that there will be a sense of failure at any given moment in life. So if you're thinking for a good example, it cannot be the brethren, a perfect example. So why should I eat from it? Because now there is the perfect example. That's why the Lord Jesus said, learn of me. Don't learn from the brethren. This is why the Lord Jesus said, love you one another as, what's the measure of it? What's your standard, dear brother, dear sister? What's the standard of your Christianity? Is it Christ? Amen. Because it cannot be less than Christ. That's why the Lord Jesus says, love you one another as I have loved you. And that's why we need to eat from this meat offering. Because it will teach me more and more and more how to be like the Lord Jesus as a man. And that's why God, when he opened the heaven on Transfiguration Mountain, what did he tell the disciples? He said, okay, the first one, this is my beloved son. But in the second one, he says, hear ye him. And that's where you and I can eat of that meat offering, so that we can hear ye him and ultimately be like him, because that's our standard.
Brother John, help me out here. How can I feed on this? Just help me very practically. How can I feed on this meat offering today? What do I need to do to feed on this meat offering? Anyone, but you can help me out.
I mean, that comes under peace offering, the feeding of one Christ.
Okay, but still, help me out today. I'm sitting here, I may be 13 years old. I'm not 13 years old today. But I may be 13 years old. And you're talking about feeding upon this offering. What does that mean to me practically if I'm 13 years old?
Amen.
Or 11 or 12 or 15 or 18 or whatever?
There's no magic. There's no special equation other than what God has given us. I always say this way. When God opens the scripture, it says, and God said. And when God closed the scripture, even so, come Lord Jesus. Who spoke? It was you and me speaking. Even so, come Lord Jesus. For me to feed, it's really a very simple, practical thing. Is that reading the Bible and pray every day. It's a Sunday school song. You know, I'm a fan, whatever we feel is Sunday school song, it's for the adults, before the kids. Read your Bible and pray every day. And that is really the equation that God has given me. There's no magic. I'm laying down in bed and all of a sudden I'm eating something. It is really feeding upon the Word of God. Because that's what, everything about it is Christ. Everything about it is the sacrifice. And what the Word of God can do, it brings conformity in your life. Try it. You know, the problem is we fail to be conformed is because we want to do everything with the energy of the flesh and we have these dedications. I'm going to read the Word of God, you know. Have you ever seen these resolutions in the beginning of the year? I'm going to read the Bible in a year. And you start in 2 weeks and then, oh dear. Okay, I'm gonna catch up the next day. I'm gonna catch up the next week. Right? Naturally, that's the way we think. But if we do it willingly, because I love my Lord, I want to know more about Lord, that's how you will do it. Whether 13, whether 10, or whether 90. we have young men by the 90 years old present. So it doesn't matter the age. It is the same equation that applies to all. Is that I have to read the scriptures. And I also have to keep this line of communication in prayer. And that's what the Lord showed me. When he was tempted, he didn't bring new scripture. He didn't bring new scripture. All what he says, it is written also. Go to the Bible. And he showed us how to be always dependent upon the blessed God.